Hi, I'm Roisin, I'm with Amy, and I'm interviewing Simon Gerhan at the BAI Media Literacy Policy Launch. So, Simon, tell us a little bit about yourself and why you are here today.
Hi, Amy.
Yeah.
Yeah, hi, Amy. I work for a project called WebWise. So we're like an internet safety awareness program. We're basically work for we're an agency of the Department of Education that promotes safer use of the internet by children in Ireland.
Can you tell us a bit about WebWise?
Yeah, well, basically we develop sort of education resources for teachers to use in schools primarily. So depending on whether it's primary or post-primary teachers, we develop resources that deal with issues that are appropriate to children the age that they teach. So in primary schools, teachers talking about the internet are talking to their children about how to find information online, how to put information online, what type of information you can trust, how do you know if you can trust it, all these kind of things. Then as children get older, say in first, second year, post-primary, teachers start to talk about use of social media, how to use social media services safer and more effectively. So to get kind of all the fun and good stuff out of it without really encountering the bad, if you like.
How important is it to have a media literacy policy?
I think it's very important. I think nowadays there's so much information out there that one of the most important things we need to know how to do is to distinguish between the good and the bad. So, you know, what type of news we can believe is probably something that we're all coming to terms with now. There's so much out there that even the brands that we used to trust are no longer reliable. So it's up to us to have techniques or protocols or basically routines we follow to check information to make sure that we're getting well informed.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.